At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to another episode of Sit Down, Be Humble. My name is Hannah Humble, and I'm the host of this podcast. Y'all, it has been so long, and I know that, but there's a reason for it. First off, the reason why I'm calling this podcast Overwhelmed is because that is exactly what I have been feeling for the past few months since school started back. I've just been so busy, and I know I say that all the time. I'll go more into that in the little life update, but a little reason into why I haven't been able to do a podcast is because my computer that I did everything on kind of just crashed, and I knew it was coming because I got that computer like early 2019, I want to say, like before COVID even happened, and it was just getting to that point where it had no storage. It was just really old, and then all of a sudden, I kind of lost everything, and I was like, well, I'm just going to wait to get a new one. So I used my mom's computer and recently just got my new computer in, which when I say recently, I mean yesterday. So right when I got it, I was like, I need to make a podcast because I miss it so much and I know you guys miss it. So here we are, we're back, and I am actually so stoked. So if you're new here, welcome. My name is Hannah. I am a broadcasting student at Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green. I know a lot of people that listen are not from Bowling Green. Bowling Green is I used to say small city, but it's honestly getting pretty big. It's in Kentucky. I'm studying broadcasting, like I said, so I do a lot of sports broadcasting. I try getting into news. I love politics. I'm also a journalism minor, so I love to write. I love to speak. But you'll find really soon, I guess, if you don't already know, that I love Jesus, and majority of what I talk about is about Jesus because I think that I know that he is my whole life, and a lot of people have questions. So the goal of this whole podcast, if you're new, is to just talk about things that are normal, that are kind of not talked about a whole bunch because either they're just embarrassing or people just want to be silent about it. My goal is to be real. I want to make this podcast a podcast where people know that I'm not going to just sugarcoat things, because sugarcoating things will never get anywhere. You know, it's just like, it'll stay exactly where it's supposed to be if you're not being so truthful and vulnerable. So I pray that this is a vulnerable podcast, whether you know Jesus, whether you don't know Jesus, whether you want to listen to it for fun, because I want to say these podcasts are fun, and I so would have someone on. I was planning on having someone on this podcast episode, but I just needed to get one out there just to be like, hey guys, I'm not dead. Here I am. It's going to be more consistent because I do know consistency is key. So now that I have a working computer that has more than like 8 gigabytes of storage, which by the way, I think this one is the 51 gigabyte. I could be lying. I'm not completely sure, but it has a lot more than it used to. So consistency is key, and I will be getting way more consistent with it, but there is live updates. So I'm just going to update you a little bit on my life so far. Okay, so I realize some people listening know me personally really well. Some people know a little bit about me, but haven't heard from me in a while. Fair, because I haven't made a podcast in a while. And maybe you have no idea who I am. So like I said, I am a Western Kentucky University student. I joined broadcasting kind of really blindly because I did not know what I want to do in life. I want to be in ministry. I just want to do podcasts. I want to write. But I was like, you know, podcasting, broadcasting, pretty close. I joined and I love it. It is so much fun. I feel like I spend so much time with it, and it's just been a really, really fun time learning about a lot of production side of things, but I'll get more into that sometime in a later podcast if you have more questions. Anywho, I love it so much. But as I said, I want to be in ministry full time. That's kind of what my thing is. I love Jesus, and I always want to be so open about that because Jesus is my life. But also, I'm an avid person of telling people, you know, just because you love Jesus does not mean your life has to be boring. I want to get that into people's heads so often. I'm kind of just getting right into it because I think that if you're listening to this, you're probably overwhelmed right now, or maybe just want updates on me and you're just like, okay, well, how do I live life without feeling overwhelmed all the time? Or if I don't want to like be left out of things, first of all, I'll get into that, but this is for you. So just keep listening. Anywho, more of a life update. I am in a sorority. It's Alpha Delta Pi, 80 Pi. I always say 80 Pi, but that stands for Alpha Delta Pi. I'm the chaplain, so I lead the Bible studies. And I also enjoy that so much because getting to, I don't know, just know different types of girls have just been so fun and so rewarding. And I love all my friends. I'm such a people person. I'm an extroverted person who loves, I don't know, I just love friendship. I think that we are wired for friendship, we're wired for relationship, and I can give you advice on all of the above, you know, relationships, friendships, because I've had all of them, up and down, good, bad, you already know what I'm trying to say. There's just a lot of things I feel like that, I don't know, I just keep saying I want to be real with you guys, but other things of life updates, guys. I have said in the past multiple times that busyness is so real. I've never been more busy in my entire life. But when I tell you, I have never been this busy in my entire life, I just can't even like describe the busyness to you. So you guys just like think about, you know, waking up, leaving your house at 8 a.m. And if this is you, you know, send me a text, send me a DM, be like, hey girl, I feel you. My days have been like 15-hour days almost every single day since the beginning of the semester, and I kind of expected it because, again, a lot of it I do put on myself, but it's just like, when is this gonna end? And I'll talk more about it once I start getting into being overwhelmed, but a lot of that just comes with patience and learning to talk to God about that, which is something I've really had to kind of teach myself, especially a lot this semester. But a lot for me comes from like ADHD, because I do have ADHD, which is also another life update. I don't know if a lot of you guys know that. If you've met me in person, you can probably tell that I have ADHD. I'm not defined by my ADHD, so I don't want it to seem like, oh, this girl's ADHD and this is all she talks about. No, I just want that to be known that if like you are struggling with something and maybe you're embarrassed, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm the only one, especially if you have ADHD, because I can relate to you where it's like, I feel like I need to get something done, but I can't, and also like am being called lazy, but also like want to get the work done, or if I can't sit still in class and all this stuff, just letting you know, it's normal, totally normal. I felt so bad about it, and college has been such a difficult time learning to navigate how to deal with my ADHD, just because you're in a whole new environment, you're way more independent, and it's not like I'm not used to independence, because it's not my first year in college, you know. But it's like a whole new type of workload, because at this point you're kind of expected to be on top of your game all the time. And so I just was so overwhelmed that I told my mom, I was like, I need to do something about this. And I don't need medicine, but I got on medicine and it has helped me tremendously. So also, fun fact on me, I'm not anti-medicine. Yes, I love Jesus. I'm not anti-medicine. I think that if it helps you, God gives us resources for us to use. So that's just my opinion on it. So yes, I am ADHD medicated, and that goes in a lot into like why I always feel overwhelmed, why I feel like I always have to be busy, which a lot of that I'm working on, because it does have to do with like how much I put in myself and how much I'm saying yes to things that I probably shouldn't say yes to. That kind of goes into a lot of busyness, which is why finding time to be intentional with people has become kind of difficult at times, because I'm like, well, I have this and I have this and I have this and I want to be here and I want to be present, but it's like, I also have grades I have to work on and I have broadcasting and I have stories I have to do, and it can become a lot. So if you are struggling with just being overwhelmed right now, just know you're not alone. It is totally normal. It's totally okay. And you're going to get through it. Okay. Now that I kind of just went on a whole ADHD rant, which also there's an ADHD like, oh my gosh, I need to find the title of it. I'm going to go on Instagram real quick and look up the title, because there's this ADHD Instagram thing and everything they post is so real. Oh, it's called My ADHD Adventure, or My ADHD Venture. Okay. I'm telling you, everything they post, I'm just like, relate, relate. And I like, my mom probably gets so tired of me because I always send her the post because I'm like, this is so me. This is me. She's like, yeah, girl, you literally have ADHD. So moving on from that, because I know that's just a topic that's just like, Hannah, you've got to move on. So I will. There is something so, so exciting, y'all. And if you follow my podcast Instagram or my normal Instagram, or if you've talked to me in person, chances are you probably know about this, but I'm going to say it on here because this is a really big deal for me. And it's been a lifelong dream, but also something that I've worked really, really hard for and have just prayed and have a lot of peace about it. So, drum roll, please. I'm studying abroad in January. This is in literally, let me count. Okay. November, December, guys, like 3 months, less than 3 months. That's crazy. That's insane. That's literally insane. I'm like, it's not really hit me yet that I'm gonna be in a different country in like 2 months, over 2 months. I don't know. But it's just like crazy. I came into Western knowing that I wanted to study abroad. I didn't know if it was gonna be an option for me just because finances are kind of difficult with me in college sometimes, and it stresses me out. Which I'm also learning to give to God, because finances are something that, like, the enemy knows can attack me, and he knows it can attack you. If finances are you, I just rebuke that right now, because it is scary, and it does hold you back from dreams that you have in your life, I think, because fear can get in the way. So finances can create a lot of fear, but take this from someone who has a lot of fear when it comes to finances, that you can do whatever the Lord is calling you to do. And if you have dreams, keep dreaming, because he will get you there. So I'm studying abroad in England. It's a program called Harlaxton. I remember some of my teachers talking about going to Harlaxton. and I was like, that is so crazy, because you literally live in a manor, which it's not a castle. It looks exactly like a castle. The only reason it's not a castle is because there's nothing, I'm like using quotation marks with my fingers right now, like guarding, I guess, the front of it. So there's no cannons or like a moat or anything like that. So technically it's not a castle because it's not like protected with war stuff. So it's technically a manor, but it's in Grantham, England. So it's like an hour and a half, I think, away from London. And I am just so excited. It still hasn't hit me that I'm going to be living in a different country. I know, I just keep saying that. I don't think it's going to hit me until I'm like on the plane over there. I don't know, it's just crazy because it's been a dream. So basically you have classes 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. And I like, you take normal college classes. I'm not sure how many credits are gonna actually transfer over for me. So we will see about that. I need to get on that this week, actually, like now. But you take classes, you kind of spend the weekends traveling either in groups, by yourself, with the college. You kind of can choose to do whatever you want with it. So it'll be so fun. I have a lot of expectations for it, and I'm gonna bring my microphone over there, so I'm gonna do podcasts over there. I also have a camera, so I'm gonna start vlogging. I have a YouTube channel, made one. It's just look up Hannah Humble. I have one vlog up there. It's kind of ratchet, but I just wanted to do something for fun and play around with it. But I know a lot of you guys are invested in my life, my adventure you guys want to see, because who doesn't want to see people living in a castle and traveling when they have no idea what they're doing? So there you go. There's a little life update on that. I feel like that's kind of it when it comes to life updates. I've just been busy with school, studying abroad stuff. It's a lot of preparation type stuff, which I still need to get done. But yeah, that's kind of the life update for me. I'm feeling really good right now. I feel like I'm thriving in so many ways just because the Lord has been so kind, and just learning to say yes to certain things and saying no to other things has been a balance that I've had to learn to have, but it's been really good. So now we're going to get into the actual nitty gritty of being overwhelmed, because I know that's probably you if you're listening right now. Okay, I think that this is such a good topic, and I knew today that I wanted to talk about being overwhelmed, because if you're listening, chances are sometimes you're feeling, maybe right now, you're feeling so drained, you're kind of fogged up, like your brain is there, but sometimes you're not actually there, or you feel like you're drowning. And I know that sounds a bit much, but if you've been in that sense of overwhelmingness when you're just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now, I have about 50 things on my plate and I can only do one thing at a time, and then I think about something and I move on to something else, and just I feel like I have no time in the world, I want to remind you that we do not live Earth on, as humans, on the same time as God, which I think can frustrate us in a lot of different ways. It frustrates me when I'm like, okay, God, I am giving you my time, but my time is almost like an expectation of like, okay, God, I'm doing this. Am I going to get something in return? And he's had to humble me a lot lately of like, Hannah, this is not your time. You're not saying no to certain things. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. And it's like, yeah, it's a humbling feeling because a lot of times my overwhelmingness and me feeling overwhelmed is like, am I putting my faith in God? And not in the cliche way of like, oh, like, I feel so bad. I feel so overwhelmed. It's like, no, I am busy and I'm choosing to distract myself with being overwhelmed because I don't necessarily want the reality of life put right in front of me, if that makes sense. So why do we get so overwhelmed? I think it's so easy for us as humans to put this busyness on us because there's kind of an expectation, especially in today's society, where it's like, if you're not doing something every single moment of the day, A, your life is just not very fun. B, you have no friends. C, you're being lazy. Or D, you're just bored and want to do something. And a lot of times it's just goal-driven, and goals are not bad. Goals are actually really awesome because they help you do things that, you know, you're trying to have an end goal for. And that's awesome. I think goals are so needed, but I think a lot of times we tend to put our goals in front of what God has for us already. And a lot of it is just because we want so badly what we want to do. And that's why we overwhelm, because we're like, if I can put this here and I have something to back me up, then I won't be as sad if this thing doesn't work out first. It's kind of backup things. And this doesn't go for everyone, not necessarily, but for me and maybe you listening, it's like, well, why do I want to feel such success in this? Why do I want to feel such joy? Like, am I not getting joy from other things? Am I, by achieving something or by achieving something else, is that giving me satisfaction that I need in order to be fulfilled? I don't know if that's making any sense, but it's like when we step into our lives every single day, it's like, what is the purpose of me living? Does every day have to be something new? Does every day have to be fulfilling because I did something or because I listened to the Lord? And I'm guilty of this. This is not just me being like, guys, this is how it is, because I am overwhelmed all the time. And I was reading my Bible earlier today, and I'm going to pull up the verse. It's Psalm 61, and I'm going to start with verse 1. It says, "Oh God, listen to my cry. Hear my prayer from the ends of the earth. I cry to you for help. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the towering rock of safety. For you are my refuge, a fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. Let me live forever in your sanctuary, safe beneath the shelter of your wings." So that's Psalm 61, 1 through 4. I'm kind of going to break this down a little bit because I, as a Jesus follower and have a podcast where I speak about Jesus, I want everything to be relied on the truth. And the truth to me is the Word of God, whether it's the Bible, the Holy Spirit, prophetic words, words of knowledge. Like, Jesus is there. And I mean, these things in the Bible, it's like I used to read them because I felt so obligated to. It was really boring to me. I hated reading the Bible, actually, because I was like, these are just people who wrote this thousands of years ago who have no idea what's going on in my life. And guess what? That's true. But you know who has an idea of what's going on in your life? God. He knows exactly what is going on before you even know what's going on. It says, what is the verse? I can't think of the verse on the top of my head, but it talks about how God has more thoughts for each of us individually than the grains of sand in the entire world. That's insane to me. Because how does God have that many thoughts for me? And I can't even like think of one thing, more than one thing at one time. You know, it's like, what the heck? What in the world? But Psalm and just the Bible in general, it's like these people went through the same thing. King David, he's the one that wrote this. And it says, "I cry to you for help when my heart is overwhelmed." You will be overwhelmed. That's kind of inevitable as humans, as people who live and walk on this earth, doing things, trying to fulfill our lives. We will be overwhelmed. But it's like, what do we do when we feel overwhelmed? How do we make ourselves feel less overwhelmed? Is being overwhelmed a sin? I don't think the sense of being overwhelmed is a sin, because I think that's just going to happen naturally because we live in a sinful world. But how far do we go? How far does overwhelmingness take us in anxiety, in stress, in depression, in how we treat our friends, because I know personally when I'm overwhelmed, I kind of tend to shut down sometimes, and I'm like, okay, well, my friends can't know about this because I'm embarrassed. I don't want them to know that I'm busy, and I don't want them to know that this busyness that I'm putting on myself is causing me to feel stress, is causing me to feel overwhelmed. And maybe you shut down, maybe you cry, maybe you get angry, maybe you try just acting like you're happy all the time and you're like, guys, I am actually okay. But in the inside, you know that you are not okay because you know that you're putting too much on yourself. Here's the thing. God does not call us to be busy. Reality check, that's something that I had to teach myself a lot, and I'm still learning. God does not tell you, Hannah, you have to stay busy all the time. Or whoever's listening, if you're a boy listening, if you're a girl listening, God's like, not like, son, daughter, you have to be busy. He does not expect that from us. All he expects us to do is to love our neighbor as ourselves and love God. He loves us. He doesn't want us to feel overwhelmed. But that's also something that's kind of inevitable, but it's, what do we do with that sense of being overwhelmed? So if you're listening to this and you think you're the only one that has those thoughts and those feelings, nope, you're not. I'm telling you right now, every single person feels overwhelmed. But maybe you want help. How do we help that feeling of overwhelmingness? Because I know that it drowns us. I know it drains you. I know that it's a hard thing to get out of. Because again, a lot of times we can be blinded by our reality that God is always there because we're busy. I'm going to say that again. It says, a lot of times we can be blinded to our reality that God is always there because we are busy. How can we listen to the voice of God if we're constantly listening to the voices in our head telling us that we're not doing this, we're not doing this. Oh my gosh, I have this meeting later today. And it's like, yeah, you have meetings. Yes, you have things to do. You have homework. You have friendships. You have a relationship to deal with. And that's so true, because God has called us to be in those things. He's called us to have relationship with people. He's called us to reach those goals that we have in order to make ourselves better people. At the same time, he does not call us to stray away from him and just leave him out in the stray when we do feel overwhelmed. Busyness distracts us from the harsh realities of life. And that's kind of a reason why I become overwhelmed and busy, is because, oh, I have this. I'm going to make up an excuse not to do this, not to read my Bible, because I have this going on. And for me, that's like, Hannah, I'm going to go do this and be in the newsroom until midnight because I don't want to go read the Bible and, you know, hear from the Lord that this is not what I'm called to do. I'm not called to be busy 24/7. And a lot of times I'm like, well, is that making me lazy? No, it's listening to God. And don't take this as don't do anything, because again, my days are 15-hour days a lot of times, and that is okay. But you have to listen to the voice of God. So when he tells you to rest, take that rest. You do not have to sit in overwhelmness. You don't have to sit in busyness and act like everything's okay, because you're allowed to break down. God doesn't call you to be perfect. He doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. And you are called. If you're listening, you are known, you are loved, you are called, and you were born for such a time as this. That's Esther 4:14. That's one of my life verses, because you were born for such a time as this. You were not meant to be born at any other time. You were not meant to live in any other time. You were not meant to go to school in any other time. You're not meant to work in a different time other than today. Like, you are born for such a time as this. So if that means you go to those meetings, that means you go to those meetings. Because I am an avid believer of things happen for a reason, because God puts you in situations. He can use you in those situations. So be used. Be used in those situations. We were talking about this at Bible study the other day, where it's like, and this isn't even what the podcast is supposed to be about, but I just feel like I need to say it. We were talking about the gospel and 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. That's one of my new favorite books of the Bible, just because it's so real. It's just Paul literally writing about how to be a church, how to be followers of Jesus. And a lot of us are guilty of just talking about ourselves and talking about the things that we're going through. And sometimes we'll relate that back to God, which is so awesome. But how guilty are we of not sharing the gospel and good news to other people? Because we are put in these situations and we wonder, you know, how am I feeling? Or like, why do I feel so drained all the time? You know, like, I'm listening to worship music, but it's like, are you talking to God? Are you using the places that God has placed you in specifically and using it for the good of him. Because the harsh reality is, we don't know when he's coming back. The harsh reality is, we don't know how many people truly know who Jesus is. And this isn't going to be a podcast of me just preaching at you. I don't mean it to be, because I know this isn't a Bible study. This isn't anything like that. But it's a reality check for me of like, Hannah, I am being so overwhelmed with my own problems that I'm not even focused on like where the Lord actually has me. It's like, yeah, I feel overwhelmed in this specific moment and I have a bunch of homework to get done by midnight. But it's like, find the joy in the things that God has called you to be. Be the person that God has called you to be, even though that's hard. And a lot of times it does take stepping out of faith. And again, busyness distracts us from the harsh realities of life. Maybe you're in a relationship right now where you just feel so tied down. You don't feel good. You don't feel happy. You don't feel joy. You don't feel peace. Maybe that's why you're becoming busy, because you don't want to deal with the reality that God is not wanting you to be in that specific relationship, that specific friendship. Or I'm trying to think of other examples, because it's not just friendships. It's not just relationships. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's just the people that you choose to hang out with, because again, you are who you hang out with, and God has placed people in your lives for a reason. Are you going to be Jesus to them? Or are you just going to sit back and allow yourself to feel distracted and overwhelmed and busy? Like, allow yourself to sit there and break down and deal with the realities of life, not because they're so awful, but because you know who Jesus is, and you know that he is a good God and that he loves you, and he's not going to put you through things without his peace, but all you have to do is ask for it. So if you're feeling overwhelmed and you don't know where to start, just talk to God. And it's not a thing where it's like you have to pray 50 times a day, because that's going to do everything but keep you close with him. And I'm not saying you can't pray 50 times a day, because I feel like my life is a constant prayer, but don't make it a chore to do. He is such a God who loves to listen to you, and he loves to talk back to you, but you do have to open your ears a little bit and listen to what he's saying. He's constantly speaking. It's just a matter of if we want to listen or not. Like, are you listening to the voice of God? When I'm busy, I tend to know. I know when I'm not actively listening to the voice of God. And when I don't, it's normally when I'm in the midst of something that's overwhelming me or stressing me out because I overcommit myself to things. Because you cannot pour from an empty bucket. And you've probably heard that saying, but I live by that. Because how can you fill other people up if you are not being filled by yourself? And that doesn't mean you have to sit there every day, take 2 hours, sit on your Bible app or in a notebook or just in quiet time with the Lord. You don't have to do that. Like, just make sure you're getting rest. And rest doesn't necessarily mean taking a 3-hour nap every day either. It's like resting in the Lord can be doing something, but talking to him while you're doing it. And also, rest is saying no to things, which is something that I've had to learn a lot. And y'all, this is coming from someone who has probably the world's most raging FOMO. If you don't know what FOMO is, it's fear of missing out, okay? I have such bad FOMO. And that is okay, because I know that a lot of people deal with that. Some people have JOMO, joy of missing out, and maybe it's the opposite for you. But for me, it was really hard to step in this semester and know, okay, Hannah, you're saying yes to a lot of things, but that means you have to say no to a lot of things, which is gonna give you FOMO. But it's like, does God call us to that? Because if anything, God has called us to each time, each specific day, we are called to different places. Wherever we go, we are the hands and feet of Jesus. So it's like, you have to find a balance. And one of the hardest things that I've had to learn, especially this semester, is that you have to say no to things, which is hard because our flesh wants to say yes to everything. But how drained are you feeling when you say yes to everything? For me, I would feel overwhelmed. I would feel distracted all the time. I would feel angry. I would feel sad. I would feel all these things. It's just, I don't know. I don't even know if my words are making sense. I get really passionate about this because I want to help you guys. So, and I honestly think that learning to say no is one of the hardest things to do, because it's actively saying no to your flesh, which again is hard to do. Let me tell you, it is hard to say no to things that you want to say yes to. That can be things of the world. That can be busyness. For me, a lot of it is busyness or hanging out with friends, hanging out with certain friends, putting my time in, because it's so easy for me to be like, yeah, I'm going to do that because I just want to be a part of everything. Maybe it's saying no to drinking or having sex or, I don't know, just spending money. I know that's a problem for a lot of people, and this is not me trying to call you out. This is literally me speaking on my half, like, because I struggle. Also, my chair is creaking. This is a really old chair. It's hard. I want to be so open. I want to be so real. I never want to be like, it's easy to say yes, so you just have to do it. Because I didn't start saying no to things until very, very recently. And I still say yes, and I say, oh, maybe I should have thought before I said that. I think a lot of it is just speaking before thinking, which, again, I have a problem with. And maybe you're listening and you're like, well, I need help with that. Talk to Jesus. Literally talk to him or reach out to someone, because it's not impossible. Yes, it's hard, but one of the things that I've learned with saying no constantly this semester is it comes easier once you do it. And then not being with people 24/7 was something that I was always scared of. I think a lot of it was fear inside of me being like, okay, well, if you miss out on this, you're missing out on everything. But the thing is that you will find so much more joy when you know that you are doing what God wants you to do. I would much rather be sitting in the peace of the Holy Spirit and the peace of Jesus, knowing that I did what he wanted me to do and resting in him, than spend that time feeling overwhelmed, feeling drained, feeling caught up into life. And that goes for a lot of things. I talk to a lot of people who feel a lot of guilt, feel a lot of conviction about, you know, saying yes to something that they prayed about saying no to, or saying yes to something when they know they didn't have time for it, and it starts to overwhelm them, and they feel anxiety, and they start to be depressed, they start to be overwhelmed, and they just like have panic. That is normal, but let me tell you, I would much rather feel the presence of God and the peace of the resting, I couldn't get that out, the peace of resting than being overwhelmed, which again, it's hard. I don't necessarily think we're ever gonna not be overwhelmed for the rest of our lives, because again, we live in a world where being overwhelmed is kind of the cool thing. Not the cool thing, I guess, but being busy is the cool thing, and being busy causes a lot of stress. It causes a lot of anxiety. So if that's you, I speak against that, and maybe you just have to work on saying no. Maybe you have to work on balance. That was something that I never did. I was never a balanced person. If you meet me, you know, probably in the first few minutes, that I am not a very type A person. And if that's you, and you're type A, I want to be you, because y'all are so awesome and y'all are so organized. But if you're a type B person, welcome. I am you. And it's hard to find balance of like, okay, well, I have to do this. And I don't mean to like turn this into like saying the same thing over and over again, but maybe this is what it takes to get in your head of like, you just have to learn how to spend time with God and how to say no to things that are still going to make you successful, because God wants you to be successful because he knows the desires of your heart. I'm going to say that again. God knows the desires of your heart. And I'm reminded of this all the time, the goodness of him, especially when I'm studying abroad, because that's something that I desired so much. Like, I wanted to travel. I just want to travel and I want to experience the world. I want to meet new people. I want to talk to people about Jesus. I want to write and all this stuff. And I didn't think that was possible because I was getting overwhelmed with the realities of life. So I would busy myself until I actually sat in the presence of God. And he's like, Hannah, I know what you want. I know the desires of your hearts. I gave you those desires. But you have to wait for my timing, you have to wait for me, and you have to listen to me. And that's when you're going to find that the desires that I have for you are from me, not because of what you want, but because I know what you want already, and I'm going to give you what you need. God's not just a God who gives you what you need and is just giving you the bare minimum. He wants good for you. He wants joy. He wants peace over you. And the thing is, he offers that. So if you're feeling overwhelmed and you want peace and you just are feeling drained, you feel alone. First of all, the feeling of loneliness does not mean you're alone, because you are never alone. You have Jesus, you have people, you have other people who are in exactly your shoes. And it just reminds me back of, you know, the Gospels when it talks about Jesus on earth, and he felt every single feeling you feel, whether you're tempted, whether you feel overwhelmed, because I know for a fact that he did, because it talks about it in the Bible. He knew that he had to bear the cross. Which, if you don't know the gospel, talk to me. Jesus came down and he died for you and he loves you so much. And he was a human. He came down in human form. He had temptations, but he never sinned. He was the perfect person. He was the perfect son. But he knows exactly how you feel. He came in as a human, as a carpenter, knew what he had to do. And I know that's an overwhelming feeling. His flesh did not want to have to go on that cross and endure that, because especially since he knew from the very beginning that's what he had to do. I'm sure he was scared. I'm sure he was overwhelmed. So just sit in the peace of knowing that Jesus knows exactly how you feel. And he doesn't want you to sit in that. He doesn't want you to dwell in that. You can be overwhelmed, but don't dwell in that overwhelmingness, because that's not going to get you anywhere. And I'm just being so straight up because it never got me anywhere. And I want to be the person that tells you the only way you're going to get out of this is saying no to things and saying yes to God. And I don't want that to be cliche, because you have to start somewhere. It is never too late to start over. So why don't you just start today? Like, why don't you just start saying yes to small things about God? That doesn't mean you have to say no to the things you want to do. Not all the time. God knows the desires of your hearts, and he will fulfill them in his timing. A lot of it is just our own agendas. I'm not a type A person, but man, do I have an agenda for my life. In the little things that I don't even expect, where something will happen and I just get mad and I'm like, well, that's not what I wanted. And it's like, okay, manna, humble yourself, because it might not be what you wanted, but God already knows what's going to happen. He's not surprised by the situation that's happening in your life right now. Hear me when I say that. He is not surprised, because he already knows. He is an all-knowing God. If we knew everything, we wouldn't have to have anything to have faith in. That's why we feel overwhelmed, because we want our agenda, we want our things and our timing, the things we want and the way we want them. But that's not always what God wants for us. You can be busy, but be busy in the Holy Spirit. Be busy in the things that are going to make you go forward in life. God has called us to different things. If you want to be a doctor, study. Study your butt off, because you need to. You need to do that in order to be successful. So hear me when I say, don't just say no to things because you don't want to be overwhelmed. Because the thing is, sometimes you have to be overwhelmed to understand the peace of God. Because you can be overwhelmed and still experience the peace of God. I can promise you that. Just ask for joy. If you wake up and you know you're going to have a busy day that's going to stress you out and you're already feeling overwhelmed before that day even happens, trust me, that's me all the time. Sometimes I wake up and the first thought is, oh my gosh, I have that class today. I have a quiz today. I have homework that's due. And you're kind of just dreading everything. Ask God for double portions of grace, because he will give it to you. The Holy Spirit knows you. The Holy Spirit loves you. And the Holy Spirit wants you to succeed, but also give you peace and also make sure that you're getting rest in who Jesus is. So yeah, if you don't start saying no to things, you're only feeding into being overwhelmed and causing yourself to be drained. Figured that out this year. Sometimes it's hard saying no to the flesh, but your soul will never regret that. It's what I say all the time. You will never regret opening up to God. I've never met a single person who's opened up to God and regretted it. It's always been the opposite. That's what I say when people are struggling to read the Bible. It's like, yep, it's not always my first want. It's not always what I want to do. Not all the time am I sitting in bed and like, I don't want to read the Bible. That's literally me a lot. And I'm like, well, Hannah, you serve such a good God and he loves you so much. And sometimes it's just the matter of me saying, I'm not going to regret reading this Bible. That's always how it is. I'm not going to regret praying. I'm not going to regret talking to that person or praying with that person or, you know, putting my best work in. You know, I think that it's also important when you are overwhelmed and you are in the midst of busyness to put in your best work. God has also given you so many gifts. We are all created with different talents and gifts. So use that to the ability of you, because God wants you to succeed in the things you're doing. And I keep saying that, but maybe that's for someone. Actually, I know that's for someone, because everyone needs to hear this. Again, it's for everyone. But as we are maturing, we will be overwhelmed. But how do we cope with that stress? That's kind of a personal thing with yourself and the Lord. And maybe if you don't have a relationship with God and you're like, okay, well, I'm not a Christian and I'm feeling overwhelmed, How do I do that? Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you to reach out to me because I would love to have coffee with you and a conversation about Jesus and who he is, because he does love you so much. Or maybe you're just confused because you're like, I thought I've been reading my Bible. I thought I have been. Reality check. Life is not going to be perfect. If you're a follower of Jesus, I think a lot of times there's pressure of like Christians have it so easy. Not true. If anything, the enemy is out to get you. And the Bible talks about how we do not fight against principalities or fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities. The supernatural realm is way more real than the natural realm. We just don't always see it. So if you're feeling overwhelmed and maybe you feel drained, especially since you've been reading the Bible a bunch, or you've been talking to Jesus, or you've been listening to that worship song in the car instead of that rap song, which again, saying no to your flesh is hard to do, but you'll never regret doing it. And maybe you're like, okay, well, ever since I started saying yes to God, I'm feeling attacked. Guess what that's called? Spiritual warfare. It's a real thing, biblical thing. And it happens, but don't feel overwhelmed. Don't feel drained. Don't panic because that's normal. Okay? There you go. It's normal to feel overwhelmed. So you're not alone. And if you're hearing that, you are not alone in feeling overwhelmed. Talk to someone about it and learn to say no to things. I promise you will feel so much more peace when you say yes to the Holy Spirit and say no to the things that you think you have to do in order to succeed. Because you will succeed if you're doing what the Lord is calling you to do, because he doesn't call you to failure. He's not going to put you in something and say, I'm going to put you in this because I want you to fail. Because he's not that God. He's not. And he loves you. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, there's ways to not be, but also busyness is not our calling. You can be busy. I am a busy person, but it's not our calling. You're not defined by who you are or what you do. You're defined by you're a daughter or you're a son of the King, and he loves you. So that's kind of my whole spiel on being overwhelmed. I could say a lot about it, but that's kind of the main thing of like, it's normal, okay? Being overwhelmed is normal. But where do you put those feelings? Talk to God about it. Not in a cliche way. Literally just talk to him or talk to someone else. It's normal to be overwhelmed, but don't overbusy yourself because you want to distract yourself from the things of life, because those things are inevitable and Jesus wants the best for you. Okay, guys, so that was kind of my whole thing on being overwhelmed. I could talk about it for hours, but I'm going to end it because I want to keep this podcast as, you know, a good amount of length. I usually try keeping it like 30 to 45 minutes long, depending on if I'm doing it by myself or not. But thank you guys for listening. Thanks for entrusting me with my thoughts. Or maybe you're just on a long car ride and want to hear someone talk about things that are not really talked about, because I'm not afraid to talk about things that maybe some people are too embarrassed to talk about, because how is that going to solve any problems? It's not. So thanks for entrusting me. Thanks for listening to my voice. I know it's a bit chaotic. And this one was more serious, so it wasn't as lighthearted or as fun or as funny as it can be, because I promise you I could get really jokeful, full of jokes. But this is like a serious one because I know that everyone's kind of drowning, whether you're in high school, whether you're in college, whether you're out of college. There are so many different types of people that are listening right now that are feeling the sense of overwhelmed, the sense of being drained, maybe lonely, maybe just stressed out and busy. Like, this is for you, and God sees you in your hurting. But I am going to be more consistent with the podcast now that I have a reliable computer, and I'm just going to start doing things that you want to hear. So if you want to hear certain topics, please DM me on Instagram. I think I'm going to start posting like weekly things of what you guys want to hear, what you want to talk about, who you want on, because this is for you. Like, this is my thoughts spilled out, because I know the Holy Spirit can speak through podcasts. So if you're running, if you're walking, if you're in your car, if you're in your room, whatever, thanks for listening to me. I wanna reach out to you. So text me, call me, DM me, ask for coffee, do whatever, because I want to get to know you, and I just love you guys so much. So I'll see y'all next time.